Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to be with you. One more day in State College, or as they would say in Marseille, State Collage. Tomorrow's show from Scottsdale. Friday's show from Scottsdale. And we've got a pretty good setup the next couple of days. Nice lineup. Todd Sadowski, Trey Bauer, Lou Prado, Dick Girardi, tomorrow's show, Friday's show, Jack Ham, Derek Williams, Bob Rondo, and Damon Heward, both from the Washington Radio Network. And yes, we're making picks today. Why do I sense last week was another disaster for me?
How you been? It's been a while.
It's been too long, my friend.
Hope you and yours had a great Christmas.
It was great. It would have been nice maybe if you'd stopped by, but that's all right.
Well, I know you only have too many... You only have too many days of the year you have off, so those 3 days you were in lockdown mode with the fam, I didn't want to interfere.
No, you can interfere anytime, my friend. you're a little different category.
I appreciate that. It means more than you know.
A little different category. Yeah. The next two shows, I think when by the time you're done, if you're not ready for the game... Well, there's nothing else we can do.
That's a you problem.
That ends up being an audience problem. If you like, I don't like what they did. The game of the history of the Penn State Washington series with Lou Prado. They brought on Jack Ham. I mean, the Washington announcers. You know, Trey Bauer played in the '87 Fiesta Bowl. What are those people doing over there? I can't listen to this. I want to hear people argue about whether or not it's a catch.
That's a completely different story in its own.
We did that the last couple days. We talked about that.
Yeah.
About whether it's a catch or not. But, it's... You know how big I get on people trying to justify their own jobs.
Yeah.
You know how much I hate that. Right. I just described the NFL replay office in New York. when people come in and say, we need to change the office around. What? Like we're going to move everybody's cubicles. Okay, now you're trying to justify your own job. Okay, I got it. Okay. We're all trying to work here. I don't need to work around you trying to somehow justify your position.
Lateral moves, waste of time.
Exactly. Stop wasting my time.
Trying to figure out a Rubik's Cube.
Oh, that was always one of the great Joe sayings on the practice field. You're wasting our time. And I'll tell you when he said it more often than not. It was always if they brought in the backup punter or the third day, they're just trying to do punt returns. So they don't want the first team punter out there punting the ball and just wasting swings. So that's why you have backup people to have them come in and let them waste swings. Well, there was one practice there in Beaver Stadium. Like, everything is shanked. It was just one of those bad days. You're wasting my time! Now, of course, when you're standing there at the time, you are not laughing. I just want to tell you, just got to cover your mouth. Okay, right. Now, later when you think about it, you laugh. At the moment, you're like, oh, poor kid. Okay. Get them. And they have a they have a jugs gun. Okay, the jugs gun can replicate kickoffs and punts. Get the wheels out there. Get them out there. Boom, put the ball. Ball flies in the air. Okay, good. Now, you don't want to walk up and go, you know, I think the jugs gun might be the second best punter in the team. But you don't want to go up and say that to him. He's already mad enough as it is. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Okay, so I saw the games we're picking today.
Yeah, we just threw those together. I'll be honest with you. There's some of the matchups. Not a lot to be desired this Sunday. And I noticed the NFL is tossing a lot more games down into the 425 window to build a little excitement, and which I can understand.
They did that with Baltimore. Harbaugh's not happy.
Yeah.
That's just the DNA.
It'd be different if that game had meaning to it, and it doesn't. There's no ramifications to it whatsoever, so leave it in the 1 o'clock window, and then they can all go home. I see where he's coming from, at least.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
I agree with him. I don't think there's anything wrong with him feeling that way about it, getting shoved into the 420. No, you're getting shoved into the 425 slot, which means you're essentially not playing early evening. It's going to be night. Like, come on. I know you don't do that. And there are a bunch of meaningless games. I mean, the Steelers have to hope that the Jets beat the Patriots. Okay. Yeah, that's happening. Hey, how about the Patriots signing James Harrison?
I was waiting for your text about that yesterday, and I almost called off today. I had a bad dream this morning that it was the Steelers were down 5 in Foxborough, no timeouts, 4th and goal at about the 13, Ben drops back to pass, and who's coming toward him from his blind side? Good old number 92 to take the Patriots into the Super Bowl.
But,
and I woke up in a dry. I was woke up in a cold sweat, and
Patriots didn't do anything except pick up a player that was free.
Yeah,
I mean the Steelers caught him.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Okay, whose fault? If Harrison sacks Ben Roethlisberger with the game on the line, whose fault is that?
Oh, the entire offensive line, for God's sakes! Absolutely,
and the Steeler management,
Tomlin and Kevin Colbert. Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. I was reading the bottom line. I was watching the Kansas State UCLA game last night, and you know it was something about Harrison jump ship or something like that. The Patriots go, he jump ship?
Not at all.
He was sitting at home. His agent saying, "Hey, look, any port in the storm, I'll collect the check." Well, it turned out New England said yes.
Oh, two words that were uttered the most in the Patriots locker room yesterday was pass rush.
Yeah. And they know that they're hoping situationally, because he can't play every down. I mean, I don't care what he thinks. He can't play
every
down.
No, he can, and you can tell he's not as fast as he used to be.
Neither am I.
I know I'm not either.
I remember last year. Remember, I had to MC the Beaver Stadium event the day before the Blake Shelton concert.
Yes,
and every time it went out, you know, they had walk up music. Like I thought, so God, I made fun of. You know, I got up there and I said, "This is really cool. I have my own walk up music." Right, I'd say it to the crowd, they'd laugh. Right, and then I think the fourth or fifth time I walked out there to introduce the next part of it, I got out there and I said, you know, I said normally my walk-up music is Chariots of Fire. Hey, I might as well get up there and have some fun with it, you know? Oh my goodness. So yeah, so I'll be out there tomorrow. We actually get out of here at 5:30 in the morning. Jack's actually driving up here tonight, and he's actually going to go with us tomorrow, and we're actually going to bust down to Harrisburg first, and then from there fly from Harrisburg right to Phoenix on a 777. So it's just a direct shot. Yeah, that's how we're going to do it. Yeah, could be worse.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is the game plan. To get out there tomorrow. Yeah, get out there in time for a practice. Then I'll go to the walkthrough on Friday. Then Learfield has a dinner on Friday night. And that Jack and I are going to. Derek's going to go too, which is good. And we'll go to. We did the same thing last year in Beverly Hills. Well, they found the same restaurant in Phoenix. I didn't realize they were more of a chain than they are, but I didn't realize that. But we had a great time at this dinner last year. And so we're, you know. But that's all the time that we have. We don't have more time than that. Because we get there tomorrow, the game's on Saturday. So, all right. We'll take a break. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There are lots of ways to ring out the old and ring in the new. But the best way is in a new Ford car, truck, or SUV from Sunbury Motors Ford. As we count down the days in 2017, SMC is where you want to be. But time is running out, so come to the dealer with four city blocks of new Fords. And the dealer voted best in the Valley Reader's Choice for the best car dealership in the Valley for 2 years in a row. SMC is where you want to be with over 88 new Ford trucks with savings up to $13,500. SMC is where you want to be for the most trusted SUV brand, the Ford Escape. Choose from 33 new Ford Escapes starting as low as $18,975. And Sunbury Motors Ford has financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months on select models. Plus, during the final days of Ford's year-end sales event, there's now up to $2,000 in total cash savings on specially tagged vehicles on top of the best deals of the season. SMC is where you want to be to ring out the old and ring in the new.
But you have to hurry before the ball drops.
Sunbury Motors Ford in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Not everybody can have their own walk-up music. This is me running really fast. Here he comes. This may take a while. Oh, yeah. All right. Team is going through its Wednesday practice today on a Wednesday because the game is Saturday. In terms of the timing of everything, timing is just right for this. And then they'll do a typical Thursday practice where there will be limited contact. This will be the last day there will be any kind of contact at all. And then they'll do a walkthrough. I remember Jack and I last year at the Rose Bowl walkthrough. You know, we're standing there. And I mean, they go through everything. And we were out there. I think we had to be out there for an hour and a half. Something like that. And Jack looks at me. He says, "This is the most thorough walkthrough I've ever seen in my life." I mean, because they go through everything. You think of the situation, and then they, in the walkthrough, they'll go through the situation. So, well, they weren't ready for this. They weren't ready for this. No, if you go to the walkthrough, you know they're ready for everything. There really isn't much. The only thing you're not ready for is if you have a 3 hour and 24 minute delay. So. And the only way that can happen at this place is if there's a power outage. I don't know. My guess is the roof will be closed. My guess is the roof will be closed. But that's only a guess. Because normally for big games in that building, they have... They have always closed the roof. Super Bowls, yes, the bowls, national championship playoffs, things like that. That roof has been closed. Well, I mean, but it's supposed to be beautiful. It's supposed to be 75 degrees and sunny. I don't know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I kind of like to see the roof open. It's like, you know, it's going to be 75 degrees and gorgeous weather out. Open the roof.
Yeah, why have the artificial air in 72 inside? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the field's been outside. You know, the field has been outside. You know, it's all set to go, painted, everything like that. They've been watering it, and then they're going to hit a button, and the field will roll in. You actually have to come out of the locker room and step up onto the field to get to this place. So that'll be good.
When then they would wheel the field in back into the stadium? When that would be?
I would guess it would be. They'd do it Friday. I would guess they'd do it on Friday, get it in there so it's in place and locked in place and ready to go. I would think Friday would be the day they do it. And they could do it now. They could do it tomorrow if they wanted.
So will Penn State's walkthrough be at their facility where they're currently practicing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the walkthrough will be there.
Okay.
Now, last year when they went to the Rose Bowl, they went to the Rose Bowl just so the players could walk out in the field, take a bunch of pictures. They took a picture of the entire team in front of the Rose Bowl logo in the south end zone outside. The players then got a chance to go in there, go into the locker room, check out their locker, got to walk on the field. The players took pictures left and right of everything when they were out there. And then everybody got on the buses, and then all of us went to a high school field in West Los Angeles. And that's where they did the walkthrough, which is where they've been practicing. Well, actually, they wanted it a little bit closer to the hotel. It's not where they had been practicing. They practiced last year at the Home Depot Center. So instead of going all the way down to Carson, they did not want to go back to Carson again. They wanted to be closer. That way you could wrap it up, get back to the hotel. And there was a pep rally last year after the walkthrough. So that'll be probably the same story this year. There'll be a pep rally after the walkthrough. So. Somebody asked me last year outside the Rose Bowl. They said, because I've always had, you know, I've emceed pep rallies, things like that. They said, you weren't at the pep rally yesterday. I said, no. He said, why not? I said, didn't ask. So I stayed at the hotel and enjoyed myself. Oh, I know. I can hear the suit now. I'd be begging you to go over there.
It's the Rose Bowl. Come on. Don't miss the parade.
I've been to the parade.
Right.
Okay. And I've done a Rose Bowl pep rally.
Yes.
At Beverly Hills High School. Okay. Where there were about 20 to 25,000 people at that freaking pep rally. It was unreal. That pep rally is actually one of the more unreal experiences I've ever had, getting up there and emceeing that. Except they wanted to come up with a clever way to introduce Joe. So I was not supposed to introduce Joe. So I'm doing all this stuff and the whole thing. And so I made some intro for the Nittany Lion. And what was supposed to happen is that the Nittany Lion is supposed to rub his ears and in front of Joe, and then Joe would get up and he'd speak. That was the plan. So the Nittany Lion gets up in front of Joe and he rubs his ears and Joe waved at him. So I still had the microphone in my hand. I said, ladies and gentlemen, college football's greatest coach, Joe Paterno. Right? Guido D'Elia came up and he says, thanks for saving that. I said, no problem, Guido. Anytime.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So Kathy's sister, you got to pack. I said, what? I said, that'll take 5 minutes. I said, she says, 5 minutes. I said, well, it's 3 days. I said, come on. Bump up on three shirts, socks. I said, a couple pairs of pants, but not. So what do you want?
That's got to drive her crazy.
What, the way I pack?
No, just with knowing the nonchalant, no big deal, I can knock it out in 5 minutes.
Yes, it does drive her crazy. You've got to be kidding me. I said, what? I said, I do this. I said, I don't know. How many times a year? 30 times a year? I don't know what the number is. 20, 25 times a year? I said, bang, 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 we're done. I mean, I have a bag that in the bag, I already have an extra razor in the bag. I already have toothpaste and a toothbrush in the bag. I already have comb in the bag. I already have deodorant. I buy specific road stuff, so I never have to get any of that stuff. It's already in the bag. All right? So all you got to do is just grab the bag. Okay, 3 days, boom, 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 three shirts. And I always have a spare of everything in there to begin with that just already is always in there. So if something happens, I need an extra day, it's always in the bag. So I just go in and go, three shirts, boom, 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 three T-shirts, boom, 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 okay, pairs of socks, boom, boom, boom. She's like, are you kidding me? I said, no, I'm done.
Been there, done that.
Well, no, I've done this for 36 years. I mean, think about that. I mean, for 36 years I've done this. Hey, so at some point, don't you have to have it down? I mean, at some point, you have to have it down to like, okay. It's just sometimes a question like, you know what? I kind of like to wear that shirt for the game. Okay, that's fine. Other than that, that usually is the biggest one where you sit there and go, yeah, I think I'll wear that. All right, I'm ridiculous. I'm pathetic. I got it. But, you know, like I said, after 5,000 years of doing
it. You just got it down to a T, that's all. You know, it's just,
What the heck?
Yeah.
That's all it comes down to. All right, time now for this day in sports history. Stanley Cup, the Montreal Victorias beat the Ottawa Capitals 15-2 in 1897. 1919, Red Sox owner Harry Frazee announces he will deal any player except Harry Hooper. And then Hooper is dealt to the White Sox after the 1920 season. He also traded Babe Ruth. Frazee, by the way, acquired the nickname the Village Idiot. All right, 1942, the NFL Pro Bowl. The NFL All-Stars beat the Washington Redskins 17-14. 1953, the Detroit Lions beat the Cleveland Browns 17-16 in the NFL Championship. 1961 NFL Draft. Tommy Mason from the University of Tulane was selected by the Minnesota Vikings. 1962. The 28th Heisman Trophy Award goes to Terry Baker, the quarterback from Oregon State. 1964, this is the date of the last Cleveland Browns championship. They shut out the Baltimore Colts 24-0 or 27-0. It's the only NFL title Jim Brown won in his career. Let's see. Also on this date, 40th Heisman Trophy Award goes to Archie Griffin of Ohio State, 1974, is first of two, the only two-time winner. 1979, the Red Army beat from the Soviet Union beat the New York Rangers 5-2. I can tell you in no uncertain terms, they cheated. let's see. Also in this date, 1991, the Cincinnati Bengals hired David Shula as their head coach, youngest at the time at 32. Chuck Knox, junior on his own, retired from the Seattle Seahawks, the head coach in 1991. When Chuck Knox's daughter was trying to select schools, he went around the house humming the Penn State fight song because he wanted to go to Penn State so badly. See, you did, little things you didn't know.
I did not know that. There's probably a lot of people that were unaware that Chuck Knox was tied to Central PA.
Absolutely.
But did she go to Penn State?
She did. She went to Penn State the same time Dick Vermeil's daughter went to Penn State. Dick Vermeil loves Penn State. Played a round of golf with Dick one time at Toftrees. Awesome, awesome guy.
Brush with greatness. My mom had a chance to meet Dick Vermeil.
Ah, see, yeah, I bet she'll tell you what a great guy he was.
She, once we closed down the family business in the late 80s, she went to work at the Woolrich store, the main company store in Woolrich. And it may have, I can't remember, it may have been in the springtime because he loves to fish. And
he had, and I don't know if he still has, he had a cabin in Lamar.
Yes. And en route to the cabin, stopped by the Woolrich store and got his autograph.
There you go.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, he was telling me all about his cabin, and just an absolutely great guy. I mean, when he won the Super Bowl, I was so happy for him. Yeah, because he'd done all this stuff to get there, and oh my goodness. Okay. Now, winter is hit hard now across our area. How about Erie? 5 feet of snow. Brutal. Minneapolis, okay, failed to exceed zero over the weekend. Remember, we had Neil Coulong on yesterday. He was talking to me about how bitterly cold it was there. I told the Milos Bogatic story yesterday. I told you that story, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a thousand of them. Milos gets on the team bus to make the trip from downtown Minneapolis across the river over to the campus. I think this is actually going over to the game. Not shoot-around, it was a game. So he had his uniform on, but instead of having his warm-ups on, he just gets on the bus in his uniform, and he looks over at Dick Girardi, and he says, "Memo to Milos, next time wear long pants, Minnesota." Like, oh, yeah, really? It's 12 out, dog. They're talking about bitterly cold temperatures here. Whew, I'm glad I'm going to Phoenix. It's 78 there.
You stocked the woodpile high and tall.
I did.
You're good to go. You got nothing to worry about while you're gone.
I did. I just went upstairs, as a matter of fact, and it was cooking away just fine up there.
Love it.
So very nice. So we got that done. The Independence Bowl is being played. Let's see. The Independence Bowl, blah, 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 blah. It was 17-6 the last I saw.
I've got...
It's now 26-6 Florida State.
How about that? I was the only one that picked Florida State.
I don't think I picked any right, have I? I think I picked Kansas State last night, but it may have been my only one.
You did. Our current bowl standings, if Florida State hangs on, this will be my fifth bowl pick win in a row, and we'll take the lead. Currently, Suit and I are... Yes, someone's got to knock the Suit out. Suit and I are currently tied 11-7. Kevin is 10-8, and you are 8-10.
I'm surprised I won 8.
Independence Bowl, everybody took Southern Miss except for me. I took Florida State. Later on,
I just think it has nothing to do with talent. I didn't think Florida State would be motivated to play the game with all the turmoil they've gone through.
Yeah, Pinstripe Bowl later at 5:15. We all choose Iowa over Boston College, and tonight Purdue and Arizona Foster Farms Bowl. Suit, you and I chose Arizona. King Kevo went with Purdue.
What about Texas, Missouri? I probably picked Texas.
Tomorrow? That is tonight, too. Texas Bowl, Texas tonight. And Missouri. Yes, yeah. That is tonight. You were the only one that chose Texas, and the rest of us took Missouri.
Missouri's really good. I mean, I think they've won six in a row. But they have not beaten a team with a winning record this season. Now, here's the other part. You want to know what the biggest problem is with the Southeastern Conference? Southeastern Conference this year is very top-heavy. You've got Georgia, Alabama, okay, fine. Auburn did well. After that, there's a drop-off. LSU was okay, but, I mean, everything just kind of fell into the ocean after that. Now, why? Why have we seen such a drop-off in the SEC? And the issue is quite simple. It's offense. There isn't much. You do not have a lot of dynamic offensive players in the SEC, despite what everybody thinks. I mean, obviously, Jalen Hurts is a dynamic offensive player. Obviously, Sony Michel is. Nick Chubb is for Georgia. But you really start, like, it starts heading down. Once you get past Auburn, it starts heading downhill as to how good the offensive players and the offensive teams are in the SEC. Calvin Ridley is an absolutely dynamic receiver. Dynamic. You want to know how many touchdown catches he had in the SEC this year?
Three?
None. Zero.
Normally you'd have two or three, I would think, household name quarterbacks in the SEC each year, but outside of, you know, Jalen Hurts and, you know, Georgia's starting quarterback, other than those two.
Exactly. Stidham of Auburn's a good quarterback. I mean, that's why when it was coming up that Penn State might play LSU, I said, good. I said, they'll shut that team out. I mean, LSU has a real quarterback problem. Geis is a really good running back. Their offensive line at LSU is not that great. Geis is a really good running back who should be getting more than he does. And, I saw Danny Etley play at Purdue, for goodness sakes. Okay. But when a dynamic player like Calvin Ridley, and I think Ridley is a dynamic receiver. I mean, he is one of the real stars that Clemson has to somehow, some way, find a way to control. And, I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, we're still 5 days out from Auburn's matchup next Monday. So as soon as we get closer, maybe we'll hear a little bit more about Kerryon Johnson, whether he'll go.
All right. Exactly. But, I mean, Calvin Ridley. Now, Ridley, I mean, he is not a good receiver. He's a great receiver. I mean, legitimately, I think he's a first-round pick kind of receiver. He has no touchdown catches in SEC games this year. None. His three touchdown catches were in the opener against Florida State, in the rout of Colorado State, and that meaningless game with Mercer before the Auburn game. I mean, that's it. He has two 100-yard receiving games. One's against Mercer, the other against Mississippi State. I mean, this guy is not a good player, Sean. He's a great player. And he's got 17 fewer catches than last year. Right? In fact, he not only has 17 fewer catches than last year, okay, he has 34 fewer catches than 2 years ago. Explain that to me. I mean, I think of all the players in the game, if I had to pick one player in the Clemson-Alabama game that I personally thought was the most dynamic player offensively in the game, it's not Bryant, it's not Hurts, it's not, okay, it's Calvin Ridley. And they can't find a way to get him the ball. He had 8 catches against Tennessee. He had 7 in the opener against Florida State. That's 15 of his 55. He had 40 catches in the other 10 games. Really?
I'm just wondering for this year's Clemson Alabama game, what was the big thing we talked about after the game was the 99 plays. Alabama was out on
They ran them out of gas.
Yes, that's I guess kind of kicking around what the number would be this year if they even maybe go over 80 maybe.
I don't know. You have to be able to control the line of scrimmage to do that, and that's what they did. Remember all the plays that Deshaun Watson made. Brian is not Deshaun Watson. He is not. And that's something that over and over again, you can build up the game any way you want. He's not. And Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than he was last year. A little bit better thrower than he was last year. But when I say he's a better thrower and I say he's a little bit better thrower, he's a little bit better. He's still far more explosive as a runner than as a passer. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. A couple minutes before the top of the hour. Tomorrow's show will include Lou Prado. We'll discuss the history of Penn State and Washington as they meet for the third time. The game in 1921 is really intriguing, he talks about. We'll get into that. Dick Girardi on Penn State basketball. Coppin State Saturday at 1, then at Maryland as they resume Big Ten play on Tuesday. Then it'll be Todd Sadowski and Trey Bauer, my cohorts from the Blue White Tailgate Show on WHVL-TV that's distributed over most of the states. On in Philadelphia, Harrisburg, York, Lancaster, Lebanon, Binghamton, Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, Altoona, Johnstown State College. I'm a pretty good chunk of the state now. And as typical as my practice is that when I need guests, I force people I work with to join me. So we'll have them on for the final hour tomorrow. And then Friday's show will be Jack Ham, Derek Williams, and then from the Washington Radio Network, Bob Rondo and Damon Heward. So we've got guests all over the lot tomorrow as we get to Scottsdale. So that's all scheduled for tomorrow and Thursday. And then I've got the game on Saturday. I come back Sunday. I leave Monday the 1st. I drive down to Maryland, and Tuesday's show will be at College Park. So we'll do the show there, and then we'll get back into the Sunbury Motor Studio next Wednesday. So this is my last day in the Sunbury Motor Studio for a week. We'll have shows. They just won't emanate from this spot. Oh. And by the way, the suit is offered, by the way, to be a spotter.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
For the bowl game or for the Maryland game?
For the bowl
game. Right. Well, that was nice of him. Since he's been off all this, I guess that's why he blocked out all this time off this week. He figured he'd probably be en route.
You know, the thing is, I've done a lot of research on this part of it. There are more digital media sales made between Christmas and New Year's than at any time. This is based on research. They say anybody who would take this week off is nuts.
Must have finished the year strong earlier in the month. I can't figure it out.
I'll agree with the last part of the statement. I mean, you and I were at the holiday party. I mean, you and I just did an informal survey about, you know, how often have you met with the digital media specialist? I don't know about you, but I got a lot of confused looks.
Yeah. We're batting 1,000.
By the way, did anything ever change on his door plate? During the break, go back and check.
I'll double check.
Yeah.
He may still have the ornaments on the door.
Exactly.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.